finally starting to feel a little bit like fall here tonight. And in one of the Shure Conference's most classic settings, we welcome you in for a crosstown rival. Week number two of the high school football season finds the Raiders of Toms River East making the short trip across to the south side of town to take on the Indians of Toms River High School South. Hi, and good evening, everyone, along with Ed Sarluca, Kevin Williams, and our engineering crew tonight, Brad Biroscano and Ray Malaspina. I'm Matt Harmon. This is our third broadcast, third weekend of high school football, fourth broadcast overall, and looking forward to what should be a good one between these two rivals. It is an Indian team with high expectations this year, finished 8-3 a season ago. They bring back one of the most electric backfields in the Shure Conference. Senior quarterback Tymir Berry, senior running back Khalil Green. Kevin, for those fans not familiar with the Indians and maybe listening, or will get a peek at some point during the course of the year, two guys who have, in one word, speed to burn pretty much anytime they touch the football.
And the two guys, Matt, who really will be counted to lead this Indian attack for this entire season. They are the 1-2 punch, or the 2-1 punch, whatever you want to call them. Tymir Berry, the quarterback, Khalil Green, the tailback. And those two guys will account for an ungodly percentage of the Indians' offense this fall. They've got to be productive. Matt, maybe more than anything else, they've got to stay healthy.
1-2, not just in terms of the options, also wear jersey numbers 1 and 2. Green, a big part of the defense as well. He will be the starting safety. Quick word on the Raiders of Toms River East. They come in off of a 4-6 year ago. Ed, this matchup in particular has not been kind for Charlie Diskin in his ninth year as the head coach of the Raiders. A combined 73-6, the scores from the last 2 years. That's got to motivate you if you're a Raider player.
Well, I would think it would. I would think that number was shouted out a few times during the week in practice. But this Raider team is better, Matt, than it has been in the last 2 years. They've got an outstanding running back in Jeff Wood, who is a hard-nosed, nitty-gritty. He's not the biggest of kids. He's not the fastest of runners. But he plays the game hard and very rarely goes down on first contact.
In terms of some of the numbers that we will see this week, Ed mentioned Wood, who had well over 100 yards in a 21-14 lead, a loss to Toms River, for Toms River East to Southern Regional last week. Kevin, for the Indians of Toms River South, a 40-7 win over Monsignor Donovan, Donovan Catholic.
That is correct. A little bit slow starting in that game, but once they got it rolling, the Indians certainly put it together, led by, as what we talked about, Berry and Green. But Coach Ron Signorino told us last night on the Investors Bank High School Football Show that they cannot get in this habit of slow starts. He felt like they did that during some of their scrimmages this summer and, of course, again last week. And that's not a thing you can do against good teams and expect to be successful. And, of course, there are many big games on this Indian schedule. The first one is tonight.
One of the great traditions in Shure Conference football, both the Raiders and the Indian marching bands come out for the national anthem. With that, we pause here for a two-minute timeout. We come back with the opening coin toss and the opening kickoff right after this. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week from Toms River High School South on the Shure Sports Network.
Nourish, help flourish, be a sub above. Our special thanks to the Jersey Mike's on Route 9 in Bayville for providing tonight's pregame meal for the crew. That's my Jersey Mike's, Matthew. I'll just let you know.
I was happy that that food arrived when it did. My stomach was starting to growl, and it hit the spot as it did last weekend for us as well. We'll go down to the field in just a second, but in terms of the structure of this one, the Raiders have been on the field for the last couple of minutes. The Indians about set to make their way onto the field with the band lining either side, and I would imagine everyone excited for some football here on
Friday. And part of the pomp and circumstance, Matt, these games always have it, but there's a lot of newness in the Toms River School District, and taking part in tonight's coin toss, which Ed will mic, will be the new superintendent of schools here in Toms River, David Healy. And each of the high schools has a brand new building principal. Pat Thomas is the principal at Toms River High School East. Jim Ricotta, the principal at Toms River High School South. So all three really taking part in their first all Toms River matchup in their roles. So that should be kind of fun as they get ready for the coin toss. And the Toms River South team has hit the field.
Does certainly have a little different feel when it's any of the three district schools playing against one another. Indians coming into this one. Again, we mentioned the expectations for them. 8-3 last season, finished 5-2 in Class A South. It's a fairly busy weekend spread out during the course of tonight and tomorrow for the other A South teams. Brick will be at Southern this evening, and then tomorrow, Toms River North welcoming in Brick Memorial. Jackson Memorial will play at Lacey. Both of those games will kick off at 1 p.m. We'll keep you updated with scores. It is an extremely busy night around the shore here tonight. Number one, Red Bank Catholic playing host to St. Joe's Metuchen. That may be the highlight game in terms of the number one team back in action here tonight, trying to run their record to 3-0.
Coming up, the coin toss, powered by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center with 11 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County, designed to help the competitive athlete, weekend warrior, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com. Our captain should be, for the visitors, Toms River East. It will be Brandon Burge, number 55, Jeff Wood, number 32, and Joe Davidiak, number 21. For Toms River South, the home team, it will be the captains, Mike Rudder, number 52, Quinton DiCarlo, number 23, and number 7, Joe. You ready?
Oh, double day.
Very good. All right.
I was ready for it. And good thing we didn't go to Ed for that one. Let's just say that.
I got that down. I practiced for 10 minutes.
Ed, let's talk real quick before the captains make their way on. A big change in terms of the weather here tonight. I would think all the players will enjoy kind of a cool, overcast type night.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see many cramps tonight. Cool, wind blowing maybe about 10 miles an hour, and we're just about ready for this toss. Let's go to our head referee right now.
21. Okay, we got 23 speaking here. Shake hands, guys. Shake hands.
Gotta love the principals are in their team's jerseys as well.
Okay, guys. First of all, I'm going to say good luck to everybody tonight, and let's hope everybody stays in good health during the game. Second of all, we have a special coin toss ceremony tonight. We're going to have Mr. Healy, the new superintendent. He's going to do the toss. We've also got the principal here for Toms River South, Jim Ricotta. I do and Pat Thomas, the principal for Toms River East, is here. Okay, so here's how we're going to do it. The only thing I'm going to tell you before the toss is you guys play the whistle, all right? We talked before the game. Captains, you're the coaches on the field. Something comes up, you talk to us. We'll help you all right? Okay, now, 23 is a speaker and 21 is a speaker. I'm going to ask you, do you want heads or tails?
Tails.
Paul is tails. Mr. Healy has a silver dollar here. Here's the head. Here's the tail. He's going to toss it in the air and let it hit the ground, okay? Here we go. Okay, we have a head. All right, so that means Toms River South wants to defer.
Defer.
Okay, Toms River South wants to defer.
Okay, he's called the toss, lost it. Indians elected to defer. Pretty thorough job by our referee tonight.
I would say. Question is, whose silver dollar was it?
Don't know.
By the way, the referee didn't realize that Pat Thomas...
He thought he was a player, right?
Exactly. He thought he was a player.
That was the best part, Ed. I agree.
So it will be the Raiders to receive the football after Toms River South has deferred. The Indians are in their all-maroon uniforms tonight. Maroon jerseys, South across the chest in white, white numerals. The maroon burgundy pants with the white stripe down either side. White helmets with the Indian insignia on either side. For the Raiders of Toms River East, they're away whites tonight. White jerseys, white pants, black numerals, and the white and black helmet. An absolutely picture-perfect night for football. The clouds have rolled in. No humidity. Bit of a breeze going from one side of the field to the other. Game time temperature settling in right now at about 65 degrees and continuing to go downward. It is expected to be cool during the overnight hours tonight and into the morning tomorrow. So Toms River East sending their guys on here. they will wait for the opening kickoff. They will move in the end zone to our right, trying to snap a two-game losing streak against the Indians of Toms River South. And a two-game losing streak, which, as we mentioned, has been severely one-sided. It will be number 22, Nick Grande, going back. He is the lone man back, and he will await the kick at his own six-yard line. Number 12, Matt Schiffer, will set to kick it off. The sophomore backup quarterback also doubles as the punter and the kicker.
Tonight's opening kickoff brought to you by the Matthew J. Morahan Assessment Center for Athletes, part of Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy.
Schiffer will have the win behind him for this kick. He will put the ball on the right hash mark, send three players to his right, seven off to his left. Buckle up. The Battle of Toms River starts here tonight. Schiffer here with a low kick, low short kick, was set to be fielded by one of the upmen around the 30-yard line, but a flag has come out to stall that.
Well, it wasn't thrown by the head linesman, so I would have to believe that East might have been misaligned on that one. It was thrown by the back judge here, Matt, on the Indian 35-yard line. No, he did. He called. How could he see that?
It'll be a five-yard penalty and back Schiffer up to the 35-yard line. Schiffer's putting it back at the 40.
The call was the fact that one of the guys was lined up more than 5 yards from the ball. That's one of the new rules in high school football this year. We've mentioned it the last couple of weeks. Nobody can be more than 5 yards behind the kicker, and they cannot cross that line. So in this case, the 30-yard line, you have to have both feet in front or on the 30.
So Schiffer back five will now put five players to either side. That also could have been the call, too. I don't know that you can have unbalanced guys on one side of the
that
kicker
isn't a rule, yeah,
at all. So Schiffer here will drive this one low. This is a live football, and it is handled going backwards by one of the frontline players. I believe it was number 54, Hunter Gibbons.
You want to explain that to me? Was that an onside kick or was that?
No, because he did it the first time on the offside.
Oh, Kev. Boy.
I mean, you're giving him the ball 42. On the 42-yard line. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Junior quarterback Dylan Savlovich will come on. Savlovich, 5'9", 150 pounds. Savlovich here will stop and throw. Quick pass to the outside. Wood will get it and running into the left side, into the Indian sideline. He's wrapped up after a gain of about five. Quinton DiCarlo with the tackle.
Well, you know, it's an interesting dynamic, Matt, with East has. They have young linemen but senior backfield players. The offensive line, very young, all underclassmen except for one.
Here's Wood on the carry off the right side. He'll take it to the 50-yard line. Lineup for Toms River East, Brendan Brush and Justin Sowers, the tackles. Kelly Conklin and Brendan Burge, the guards. Joe Lawson, the center. Avery Duval, the tight end. Pat Saunders at one wideout. Joe Davidiak at the other. The slot or extra running backs, Nick Grande at one spot, John Davidiak at the other, Jeff Wood the single setback. Here on third down and two, the carry will be for Grande, trying to get around the right side. He is wrapped up for a one-yard loss to make it third down and four, and the Raiders will have to punt it away just a little bit more than a minute in. Dyshawn Alexander, Quinton DiCarlo with the tackle.
Well, the Indians this year, Matt and Kevin, will only go far if their defense plays much better than it did last year. And if that was any indication, they are better this year. That was a good three and out after bad field position.
Jason Venezia comes on to punt it away off the side of his foot. Will bounce this one out of bounds near the 30-yard line. Khalil Green was back deep. Guy you probably don't want to kick to. And out of the 26-yard line with 10:14 to go in the first quarter. It will be first down and 10 for the Indian offense. Tyler Parento and Travis Galanos, the tackles. Mike Rutter, Jimmy Allen, the guards. Kyle Hebrew is the junior center. Pretty good size offensive line, especially on the right side. 295 the center, 285 for Allen Parenteau, 250. Tymier Berry, the quarterback, the three running back attack, Tyler Sosa, Jaden Kosh, and Khalil Green, Francis Hearn, and Isaiah Parker, the two wide receivers. Here on first and 10 from the 26-yard line. Berry will operate with a trips formation off to the right side. Wanting to throw here. Reverse pivot to the left. There is a flag down, and it will blow the play dead just as it got started.
I think Green was in motion a little bit early. Should be 5 yards against South.
Offside against
East. Offside's against East. Okay. That's 0 for 1 for me. That'll continue, I'm sure, before the night's over.
So first and 5 now to the 31-yard line. 4-4 linemen for the Raiders defensively. Landon Zagaki and Avery DeVal, the ends. Brandon Burge and Hunter Gibbons, the two tackles. Dan Gilligan, Jeff Wood, the outside linebackers. Tommy Ferrante, just a freshman, playing one of the middle spots, along with Kelly Conklin. Pat Saunders and Norian Davis are the two corners. And starting at the safety spot tonight, number 3, Michael Grosso. First and 5. Sosa in motion. Berry with an option. Will pitch it to Sosa off the right side. He's got the first down and a little bit more out to the 37-yard line. Tripped up by number 3, Grosso, up from the safety spot. That triple option attack that the Indians love to run. And with Berry at the quarterback spot, he is so dangerous. Berry will check to either side.
Yeah, they'll call their play on the line of scrimmage.
And first and 10 from the 37. It will be Green this time off the left side. Gets to the 40-yard line and then pushed backwards. Whole host of Raiders involved in that tackle.
Almost a problem there. They fumbled the snap, and that Green actually caught the ball in the air and prevented what would have been a certain turnover there. So very fortunate there for Toms River South that they did not lose the ball.
On second down, let's call it 8 yards. Berry wanting to throw. Pumps once, now pressured. Going to roll left, elude the rush, cut up field, and will get close to the first down. The athleticism of Tymier Berry on display that play. It will be a first down out to the Indian 48-yard line.
Supposed to be a hitch and go to Isaiah Parker. The quarterback did not bite on it. And Berry just took it himself and picked up the second first down on this drive.
Yeah, it was a good job by the east corner there. You know, did not, as you said, Kevin, buy the pump.
Sosa in motion this time. It'll be Berry looking to get it back up the field on a quarterback draw. He's dropped behind the line of scrimmage. Avery DelVal, the first man on the scene. Credit Landon Zagaki there as well, the sophomore. 8:45 to play in the opening quarter. No score between the Indians and the Raiders.
Well, according to a lot of the coaches on the Indian squad this year, they think their offensive line is as good as it has ever been in Ron Sieg Jr.'s 4 years here.
Berry on second and long. We'll give it to Green. Big hole up the middle. Green breaking one tackle and will get down into Raider territory at the 38-yard line off the left side. That tackle made by Norian Davis, and it will be first and 10 for Toms River South.
You know, Green sort of played the second role to Otis Carney much of last year. Not as much the tailback spot, but we can see how explosive he is. He hit the hole in a hurry and a nice run there.
Busted play here. The ball pushed all the way back on a bad snap that Berry had go off of his hand to the 49-yard line of Toms River East. That's a loss of about 11 yards, and it will be second and long.
Well, you've got to deal with that every now and then in this spread formation. That time it was the center with a bad snap. Berry unable to hold it. Luckily, the Indians recovered. But as you said, Matt, a big 11-yard loss.
One of their problems last year, Ed, was turnovers.
Yes, it was.
Second and 21. Trips off to the right side. Ball from the left hash mark. It'll be a quarterback draw here for Berry. Right through the middle of the field, and he'll get down to the 35-yard line. That is a gain of about 14, maybe 15, before Grosso can wrap him up.
So elusive. Able to cut on a dime pretty much at full speed.
Looks to me bigger and stronger
I agree,
than
Matt.
Last year.
Yep.
Third down, let's call it seven, coming up on the seven-minute remaining mark in a scoreless first quarter. Opening drive here for the Indians. On third and long, it'll be Green this time off the left side. Nice spin move at the hash mark. Slips off a tackle at the numbers. Comes back to the near side hash mark, and it will be down to the 20-yard line before Nick Grandi will make the tackle, but a gain there of 15.
Well, Kevin and Matt, if you remember last year, about halfway through basketball season, Tymir Berry was hurt. So he couldn't do any running on that leg, but he did hit the weight room. That's why he does look bigger and stronger. You guys are correct.
Kosh in motion. Option this time to the right side. Sosa will get it and trip under his own feet in the offensive backfield to the 23-yard line. Grandi there to help out. Second and 13 after a loss of three.
Almost looked like he had turned an ankle on that play the way he went down, but as you said, just kind of tripped and fell to the turf.
Second down and long. 6:15 to go. Still no score. Kosh in motion. It'll be Berry again running the option, this time off to the right side. He is wrapped up and dropped by Zagacki, the sophomore defensive end. Back to the original line of scrimmage. So just about third and 10 midway through our first quarter.
Tyler Sosa, the, I guess we could call him the third back in there, must play a bigger part. Last year he played a little bit as a young sophomore, but he was the third or fourth option. This year he's got to be a bigger part of this Indian offense.
Wings to either side. Berry here wanting to throw. Stops, throws, goes to the end zone. He's got a man. It's Kosh. Touchdown. 21-yard strike. Jaden Kosh able to slip past the defense, and the Indians are on the scoreboard.
Well, I'll tell you what, he really put some mustard on that one. That was a hard fastball.
He put it between two East defenders also. He put that right in the only spot that Kosh could catch the ball. Nice throw by Berry. Nice catch by Kosh.
Schiffer on for the extra point. He is a lefty kicker. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It has the distance, and it is good. 7-0. Our score, 5:37 to go in the opening quarter. The Indians lead the Raiders, who will get the football back after this quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
First score of the night is brought to you by the Office Restaurant and Lounge in Tom's River. After tonight's game, join them for dinner or their special $5 bar menu. Kitchen open until 1 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. That's the Office right here in downtown Tom's River.
As the Indians take a 7-0 lead, Matt Schiffer will come on to kick off. He'll put the ball this time on the left hash mark. See if he tries to get this one up in the air. He does. Drives it. It'll be Grandi to field it at the 7-yard line. Up the middle of the field, 20, 25, out to the 30, 35, gets to the 40, and then gets dragged down around the 43-yard line. That tackle made by number 59, Nick Page, the sophomore. Maybe a touchdown-saving tackle. And now Dylan Savalich will come on for the second set of downs for Tom's River East, who find themselves in a 7-0 hole with 5.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter.
Surely that was a nice return by Grandi. And once again, East will have good field position. Their first drive, they started at the 42. Now they'll start at the 45.
Davidiak, Joe Davidiak, will split out this time wide to the left as the single receiver. Three back set. Savalich under center. He will give the ball here to Wood. Cut back against the grain. Stay on his feet. Get to the 50 and surge forward for a couple more yards to the 48-yard line. Good, strong, hard runner. Jeff Wood is 5'8", 180-pound senior.
A couple of early scores. We'll run them by you all night long. Middletown South takes a 7-0 lead on Neptune. And it is Brick up on Southern 7-0, both games in the opening quarter.
Manalapan also leads Freehold Township by a score of 21-0. Wood has to fix his helmet. And now on what will be second down and three with 5:05 to go. Raiders will huddle, but only about 2 yards off the football. Don't see that very often. Center turns around and he's right at the ball. Savalich coming right quickly to the line. Wings to either side. Will send Grandi in motion. Wood up the middle. Quick little counter play will get the Raiders a first down and a bit more into Indian territory just inside the 45-yard line. DiCarlo on the tackle.
I think we'll be calling DeCarlo's name quite a bit tonight. One of the senior inside linebackers.
Joe Odubeday, Mike Rutter, the two ends. Jimmy Allen, DJ Rodriguez, the tackles. Mike Cotillo, Dyshon Alexander, the outside linebackers. Quinton DeCarlo, Jaden Kosh, the middleman in his 4-4 alignment. Here's the give. This time it will again be off the left side. That carry made by JT Davidiak, stopped by Cotillo. And Davidiak with a gain of about 5 to set up 2nd and 5.
Twin brothers, Davidiak, JT the running back, Joe the wide receiver.
Francis Hearn, Isaiah Parker the corners, Khalil Green is the safety on 2nd down and 5. Brandy will get it, hit in the backfield, able to push forward off the right side for a gain of maybe 3. Down to the 37-yard line. 3:50 to go in the first quarter.
Boy, did a nice job to get the 3 yards. He was hitting the backfield, but kept his feet.
Now, last time, last possession, they were in a 3rd and short. They elected not to give the ball to their number one kid, Jeff Woods. I got a feeling he's getting it this time.
Now, he will line up this time as a wing to the left. Now, go in motion, get the pitch off the right side. He'll have the first down, break a couple of tackles, and push the pile forward inside the 30 to the 29-yard line. Francis Hearn to make the tackle. Decent little answering drive here for Tom Zavarese.
Absolutely, Matt, and I like the job the offensive line is doing. As I mentioned, counting the tight end, 5 of the 6 up front are juniors. So it's a young offensive line doing a nice job, though.
Here's the carry this time off the left side. Hit and dropped in the backfield was Grandy. No gain on the play. Odubeday and Allen combine on the tackle. Make it 2nd and 10. 7-0 Indians with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Tight formation here. Double tight end, 3 back set. Wood trying to get it going around right end. Almost had his helmet taken off and lost the football.
He did lose the ball.
Yes,
actually, the offensive lineman, number 50, Conklin, ended up with the ball, Matt.
Yeah, that's one time getting pushed into the backfield as an offensive lineman paid off, because you're right, Kevin. He lost the ball, and it popped up in the air, and Conklin picked it off in the air for about an 8-yard loss, but they do retain possession.
3rd down here and long coming up, 2:15 to play. Saunders will split out this time wide to the left. Brandy will go as a slot man to the left. Play action for Savalich over the middle. It's intercepted, picked off by Green. He's got a lot of room in front of him at midfield to the 45-40. One man to beat, 35, down the roof, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown. Put it in the books for Khalil Green. About an 80-yard interception return, and the Indians striking on the defense.
Well, a little play action. Savalich tried to throw it downfield, and Green just read it. Looked like he was locked in on a receiver, Matt, and Khalil just stepped in front. And as you said, a lot of green in front of him until he got the red of the end zone.
Savalich's interception turns into 6 the other way. And now on for the extra point is Schiffer to make it a full 14-point spread. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up, drifting off to the left, but good. 14-0 with 1:53 to go here in the first quarter. We step out for 30 seconds. Come back with more of the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shure Sports Network. Defensive touchdown for Khalil Green to make it 14-0 in favor of the Indians. 1:53 to go here in the first quarter. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca broadcasting live tonight on the Shore Sports Network, 1160, 1310 a.m., shoresportsnetwork.com.
Well, when you get caught in those 3rd and 18, Matt, everybody in the secondary just sitting on the pass, and that time Green just stepped in front of the intended receiver, and his outstanding speed took it to the house.
Low squib kick. It'll be fielded and fallen on by Tommy Ferranti at the 26-yard line, where the Raiders will get it here. And Kevin, know, after a decent drive for Toms River East, that interception that turns into points immediately, now all of a sudden Raiders probably feel like they got to do something or this game could get out of hand quickly.
Matt, you know, East the last few years has really struggled to have any kind of passing offense. And, you know, they're primarily a running attack. And, again, I think it was just a case of, you know, Savulich locking in on a receiver and Green, a senior, reading him all the way. And you're right. Now they've got to kind of go back and do what they did before and get a nice job. Otherwise, this one could be over.
Here's a quick pass to the outside. Incomplete. Wood was the intended target.
New quarterback in the game.
Yeah, that was a quick hook.
Number two, the lefty. And that is the punter we saw before, Jason Venezia. Left-handed thrower, right-handed punter. And he's in the game.
So Venezia in, at least for right now. Will operate with a three-back set, wings to either side. His team trailing by 14. Grandy in motion. Delayed handoff here will be to Grandy around the right side. And he is hit and hit hard out of bounds for no gain. To make it now third and 10. That one delivered by Alexander, the outside linebacker.
Well, East with two good possessions and excellent field position comes out of it with no points. And with 1:20 left in this first quarter, as you said, Kevin and Matt, they've got to get a first down here.
Third and 10. Split back set. Venezia running, going backwards, will let it fly. Ball bouncing at the 20-yard line. He was under immediate pressure by Odebede, among other maroon jerseys. That was a rough series for Toms River East.
Yeah, I think that was going to be some kind of screen pass. And problem is, you got to hold your blocks for a second. It was like a sea of red in on Venezia, who did all he could just to get it away and not get called for intentional grounding. But a horrible three and out for the Raiders. This is a perilous moment early in this game for them.
Venezia will move back into punt formation with pressure coming. Gets off a great kick. High, spiraling. That Green will let bounce in front of him at the 35. And it will be down by Wood at the 30-yard line. And the Indians back on the offense with less than a minute to go in the first quarter.
You know, we touched on it, right? The last couple of years, this has been a one-sided game. And if you're the guys in the black and white uniforms, you're aware of that. And all of a sudden, Matt, you know, things go wrong. You look up, you're down 14. It's like a tsunami. You can't stop it. East needs to get some control of this game. Otherwise, it's just going to be a matter of points. You know, they were down early to Southern last week. Really a game they could have won, very much maybe even should have won against the Rams, but killed themselves with turnovers. But right now, especially these seniors, need to right the ship. Otherwise, it's going to be a long night. A
couple of scores for you after this first down play. Tymira Berry will settle in the shotgun. Wanting to throw here, no pressure. Going to bounce off to his right, casually move, find a target. That catch is made by Francis Hearn, who is drilled out of bounds. But it will be a reception of 12 out to the 45-yard line. 14 to nothing late in the first quarter here. 14 to nothing Brick leading Southern Regional. And after one quarter of play, B-South action, Barnegat and Central are scoreless.
Well, Barnegat got off to a slow start last week against Manchester before finally getting on track.
Berry with a great move off the option. Keeps his feet down the near sideline. 30, 25, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. In the end zone for a score. 56-yard strike. Just like that, it is 20 to nothing.
Well, I tell you what, I wish it was TV. Because, I mean, he put a juke on a guy who was still looking for him. What a move. I mean, Matt, that's as good a move you'll see. And that was not in the open field. That was really before he got the head of steam.
But behind
I mean,
the line of scrimmage.
Behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, half his body went one way and the other half went the other way. And the defender went nowhere.
Wow. Schiffer for the extra point. His third of the game. That one is good. 21 to nothing with 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We'll keep it here in between scores here. And the Indians, Ed, have shown the power that they have and the explosiveness that they have.
Well, it's pretty much what we expected out of the Indians offensively. I've been very impressed defensively also. And as I said in the pregame or in the first quarter, they're early in the first quarter, they will only go as far as their defense takes them. They have an offense. As long as Green and Burry stay healthy all year, they're going to score points, as they have put up 21 in this first quarter against crosstown rivals Tom's River East. But defensively, under the tutelage of Ron Signorino Sr. this year, they will be prepared. And if they play like they have so far, remember, Donovan Catholic last Friday night scored first. The Indians have reeled off, what, about 50 straight points after that first touchdown last week.
Quick scores for you to pass along. Middletown South now leads 10-0 late in the first quarter against Neptune. End of one, St. John Vianney with a 7-0 lead on Homedale. Shipper, who's been busy kicking tonight, extra points and kickoffs for the fourth time this evening, will step into one from the 40-yard line. Booms this one across the field. Bounces out to 28. Handled by Wood at the 20. Comes to the near side and gets out to the 40-yard line. Maybe just over to the 41, where it'll be first down and 10 with 24 seconds to play in the first quarter. It is 21-0. Tom's River South.
Credit Dyshawn Alexander with the special teams tackle. You know, Ed had touched on it. This Jeff Wood runs hard. And you know, once again, East will have good field position. They've had three drives. They've started past their own 40-yard line. And we said moments ago what a critical time it was. If that was, what is this? This is almost panic time for the Raiders.
Benicia will come back on at the quarterback spot. It will be Wood to operate as the single tailback in a three-back alignment. Give here will be to the fullback. First man through is John Davidiak, who will get forward to the 45-yard line and make it now second down and a long six.
You know, I was wondering if Savulich might have been hurt for some reason, but he is standing on the sideline, so he looks fine, but got the early hook after the interception led to six the other way.
End of the first quarter here, a fast-paced first quarter. 21-0, Toms River South. They lead the Raiders of Toms River East. We step out for 30 seconds. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.